Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Drew, and this is Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
And welcome to Dr. After Dark. Of course, here with Christina P., everybody. She's back! She's back!
I missed you.
Dr. Drew After Dark at gmail.com, 818-253-1693 for the voice messages, which we have lots of today. We'll get to those and some emails. And, of course, the clips. I missed you, too.
Gosh, what's been going on? Your hair looks great. Looks different.
Yeah, I got the COVID haircut taken care of.
Who did it?
A woman that normally cuts my hair.
Okay.
I didn't go to a busy salon or anything. On the DL found something, which is ridiculous. Let's talk about it.
You're very upset today.
You immediately got me into how ridiculous everything
is.
I am sick of insanity. I'm sick of delusional thinking. I'm sick of a government, our local leaders here in California, that give and then take away. Mm. That's how you make mammals, forget humans, mammals feel helpless.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you models for depression. If we want to create a model for depression for research, we put a dog on an electric grid and not let it get off. And when it finally feels helpless, now we study the depression that ensues.
Yeah.
Now, when you go, hey, we're going to open everything up. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Maybe we'll open it again. Oh, no, we're going to get you. The worst thing they could do for people's mental health. And then when they shut down hair salons.
Yeah.
How many cases of COVID came out of hair salon? There was two haircutters in Missouri, two women sick a week. At the end of the week, found out they both had COVID. They cut 140 people's hair in that week. How many transmissions?
How many?
Zero.
Well, wow.
Nail salons? Who's getting COVID with the plastic and everything?
Yeah, it's nonsense.
But I feel as though
they feel they have to do something, any action. But can I tell you, and maybe I'm being too Eastern blocky about this, but look, we know who this affects. We know which demographics this affects poorly. The elderly and people with pre-existing.
Yep.
So why don't we open society and protect those that need the protecting and let those who want to take the risk take a
risk?
What?
You're a radical.
Right.
What's the matter with you? You want to kill grandma. You want to kill people. Don't you know a 12-year-old died in Wisconsin? Don't you know that?
Right.
Yeah, this is the thing. One death is too many. And somebody said that to me yesterday. I said, that's it then. They gave me this case of a 12-year-old, and they go, one child is too many. I go, well, that's it. Your kids can't ride a bike. They can't swim. And you better get the damn flu shot because they are dying of influenza by the thousands.
Yes.
And one is too many. Oh, put your kid in a frickin' bubble. That's it, man.
Yes, stop living entirely.
You have to if one's too many.
I know.
One death is too many. You can't ride a bike.
I want you to tell listeners what you told me on Where My Mom's At about H1N1, about the numbers of people.
H1N1, which I had in 2009. This is what I keep telling everybody to sort of calibrate themselves. They calibrate your emotions. Reaction to this so you can kind of get on with your life is that H1N1, which I had when I was 10 years ago, it was in 2009, it routinely killed 20 to 40 year olds routinely,
which is not the demographic at risk here today.
Correct. It's a much more serious issue when it kills very, very, very young people. It sounds horrible, but elderly people die of all sorts of things. We now just have another thing they die of, right? And it's sad, it's bad, but there, I mean, again, I think I said this on Your Mom's House. You know, the average life expectancy after an admission to a nursing home is 6 months.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
6 to 22 months. But there's several studies that show 6 months.
Why is that? Just depression?
Because by the time you get... No. By the time you get so debilitated that you need institutional care, you're on your way out.
You're gone.
So we're only preserving 6 months of life.
Know, throw grandma on the river.
We're closing society down to preserve 6 months. It's crazy, right? So H1N1... This is the different thought experiment. Imagine President Obama was the president now. And this story, COVID, would be like second news story of the night.
Right.
Doctors are struggling. Hospitals are overrun. They're putting up tents. CDC, here's a clip of Dr. Fauci. Be careful. Anyway, onto the China negotiations. You know, I mean, it would just be a...
And
that's what happened in 2009.
It
was exactly like that. And now here, today the headline was 16 million people worldwide infected by COVID, right? How many people were infected by H1N1?
I don't, tell me.
Somewhere between, the lower limit was 500 million and the upper limit was 1 billion. And we are freaking out about 16 million, right? The it killed 575,000 people, and you don't even know it happened.
No.
So I'm not saying one is more serious than the other. I'm saying calibrate yourself. Calibrate yourself to what we've already been through. Yeah. And you made it, and you're good, and everybody's fine, and we're going to get through this one. Just the hysteria around this one is just irrational, which is why rational revolution.
Yes, boom, boom. Oh, we took a risk there. We just
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yes. It is absurd, and it's how the media has changed since 2009 as well.
Correct. I think that's correct.
I think people are so sensitive now. Maybe it's the emphasis on every, like you said, no lives lost. Every life is important. Everything.
But that's a delusional thought.
Yeah, it's
I think we become practical. It just doesn't make sense.
No.
It doesn't make, because if that's your goal, not one child dies in the United States.
Well, forget it.
I don't know what you do. I will certainly better get that damn flu shot.
Yeah.
You better get that right now. Run out, airlift your kids to a flu shot.
Yeah, you better believe it.
And bikes, they should be outlawed.
No, skateboards. Skateboards
outlawed.
Yeah.
Swimming.
Forget it.
Outlawed unless you're
having
a pool. Test.
The kid drowns in the pool.
No pools.
Forget the pools.
Outlawed pools.
What about choking a kid? How about eating? The kid can choke on a fucking pee and die.
No hot dogs.
No hot dogs.
Because they're high, you know, high probability. I mean, this
allergies. Kids can die from peanuts. Forget the peanuts.
We've sort of gone down that path.
Yeah, we've done it.
And so, but the point being is we've gotten delusional in our thinking.
Yeah, I think you're correct.
And it's really disturbing me. And so I'm sitting around being upset all the time. And that's really affecting me. And I want my life back.
I know.
I want my damn life back. I'm really tired. I look forward to this.
Yeah.
Thank you for my therapeutic,
yeah, of course.
Your therapy
of course.
Here.
I love it.
Plus, as I've said many times in the show, because you've boiled the frog, I slip into some sort of fugue state while I'm here.
I love it.
And off we go into weird territory.
Well, listen, I know you're just getting out of the state, but let me bring you back in.
But let me just say, if your thinking is distorted out there, watch yourself. Watch your thinking. Do not rely on your thinking.
Yes.
Thinking is often distorted today. It's either cognitively distorted or frankly delusional. Check. And maybe the press that's doing it to us.
It is the press.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, I talk to you and I talk to my pediatrician, right? Mm-hmm. And the two of you, first of all, take the most personal risks of anybody I know in your lifestyle in terms of, quote, risky.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And I go, well, listen, if the doctors aren't afraid of living life, then I sure as fuck I'm not going to be afraid. I'm sending my kid to school in September. They're going
to
do small classes.
They ask me, would you send your kid to school? Categorically, I would send my kids.
Right.
Now, I would like to see some safety measures and precautions.
Yes, yes.
And I want to see all that. That's all great. And by the way, that's good for the teachers too. They're the ones who are going to get it, not the kids.
That's the thing.
The teachers can get it.
Kids are doing great with it.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, just to make you a little more upset, Nadav, bring up what I sent you this morning.
Oh, no.
This was sent to me. You guys have heard of transphobia. You've heard of transracial people. And now there's trans age people because we're all different ages on the inside. Hashtag trans age. Hashtag age fluid. Age, what I can't
is
even
is this
read
a joke
it.
Or
no this is real it? This is real. So this is for pedophiles. This is a
what do you mean it's for pedophiles?
It's justifying pedophilia.
Oh I see.
It's saying we're not can you scroll over the images, like go to the arrow. Is this the live? Yeah, here it is. This flag is for
flag?
And it feels our trans age or questioning.
I'm questioning for sure.
There's this new symbol for pedosexuality, new age of progress. There you go. Next.
What does that mean?
Mature for her age or an adult trapped in a child's body.
This is the
justification.
This is the 1970s all over again, man. They did it just differently then. They said, hey, man, kids are little adults. They can make their own decisions. Relax.
Yeah.
They do what they want to do, man.
That's terrifying.
Terrifying.
So here we go. Trans age people are valid and loved. So there goes this
idea.
Wait a minute.
Is this like for people that have a fetish, like around diapers and things?
I think so.
Or is this, or people that are into cosplay that pretend they're kids?
Well, there's the little phenomenon
like,
on TikTok.
What?
I
the
think
what?
I think these are literally for
the
people.
What phenomenon?
Oh, littles. Those people that wear passies and they're like, I'm in my little space. I regress emotionally when I'm dissociating.
Well, that's kind of what this is, right?
Yeah, kind of. But I'm saying, so apropos our discussion of, you know, all lives matter, right? Right. Everybody should be included. We're in a very inclusive time. How inclusive is inclusive enough?
Where's the line?
Where's the goddamn line between, you know, age, what is it, trans age.
And
condoning pedophilia. So it's like,
Christina, the reason I love you, you're a very rational person.
Maybe too much. No, do I have Asperger's? I was watching them on Netflix.
No, you don't have Asperger's. You have your psychopathy. We talked about
that. Oh, I have psychopathy.
You're a psychopath.
Yeah.
But you've connected your feelings well.
Okay, thanks.
And the ideal brain is a well-developed prefrontal cortex,
okay,
a good insula, and a connection to your body and emotions. Integrated.
Am I autistic a little bit?
That's the third time you asked that. So I will say the third time, not even a little bit. You are not. I've experienced
Tom
zero.
Made me take the test because we were watching we were watching that show on Netflix where autistic people dating on the spectrum.
And Tom went, hey, that feels like what it was like to date you. Oh, my God.
Well, and
that was
like,
when you were a psychopath, or when you were more a psychopath.
Yeah, because I related a lot to how they talk. Like, there's one named Michael, and I'm like, I kind of like him. He's very straightforward. But you're right.
So, that's your cold rationality.
Yes, and because I am rational. I'm a philosopher.
No, I know, and I love that, but it's not disconnected. I don't feel it's disconnected.
Okay.
But then you could be putting on a show for me, because psychopaths behave as though they had emotions.
Oh,
they just don't actually have them.
No, I have them.
Yeah, I believe you have
I
them.
Do.
You I didn't just, used to have them very much.
I didn't used to have them. I didn't like having them,
right?
Because I was afraid of getting too sad and depressed and
overwhelmed
stuff.
By not, emotions,
I don't like the feelings. Yeah.
So speaking of feelings.
Okay, sure.
Yesterday in particular, I was feeling very worthless and useless and helpless and depressed and all this good stuff. And I realized there was a profound symptom of that, how I was feeling. Profound. Mm. And I blame it on you and Tom.
Great. Thank you. Did Susan not give you a beej or anal? Is that what happened
Or
to
anal,
you?
No.
How many beejes this week?
I think we're pretty good. She's about three.
It's only Tuesday.
Oh, no. I'm sort of looking back over the past 7 days. Not talking about starting on Sunday.
I'm like, when do we start? Well,
and by the way, the new t-shirts. Tell them about the t-shirts.
Anal starts at 50.
Where can they get them? Where can they get them?
Merchmethod.com/Tom Segura. Is it up?
It's a really good t-shirt. Anything else you want to plug while you're here? I like the color, too.
The beads. The anal beads.
And the butt plug for the A.
It's so good. This is the brand new Dr. Drew shirt.
This?
Anal starts at 50.
Who designed
Not this? Not sure how the final Zolo started.
It was Cam Werner.
It's so good.
Oh my gosh.
Please support us. We gotta have a personalized one. Susan can sign it on the back. They can send it in, and she can.
Maybe Susan needs a shirt.
She does.
Gosh, let's think.
Well,
about
her first
it.
Reaction. Oh, I love the Redskin shirt. That's funny.
Yeah.
It's not the Redskin shirt.
I know that whatever it is.
The Washington.
R words.
Yeah,
R
I'm
words.
Sorry. The R words.
Cool.
Shirt. But.
So you were depressed. Let's
talk
about
but,
that.
But,
yeah.
When Susan saw that shirt, she laughed and went, thank God my name's not on it. So I immediately thought, I got to talk Christina about getting her name on one.
We got to make them quotes. So, yeah, yes. That was a quote.
Right. So this you exposed us, both of us, to an infecting agent that has become symptomatic of our level of depression and uselessness. Mm. I realized I was doing a stream yesterday, and please go to drdrew.com and watch our streams. We do them usually in the middle of the day on like somewhere between noon and three. We'll put a blast out at drdrew.tv if you want to join me. During the stream, I went, somebody brought up this topic, and I went, oh my God, I'm listening. I'm looking forward to this so much. And I thought, oh, that is sick. That is a sign of how bad things are. And I cannot accept the status quo. I also started feeling during the week, I started feeling kind of happier again. And I thought that I'm accepting of horribleness. I want my life back. I don't want to accept the bad situation. Yeah. And then it came into focus with this particular symptom, which was 90-day fiancé. I was
You're on it.
Looking forward. It was like made my day to think, can I watch the Pillow Talk too? Can I watch, did we record the Pillow Talk? Did we get the Strikes Back version?
Yeah.
Did we record them all? And I thought, oh my God, that is the sickest thought I've ever had. And it's a sign of how bad things have gotten. And you got it.
You're welcome.
And
you're welcome.
And I'm delighted to as part of the symptomatology, I'm delighted to share with everyone that the Australian dude with the big eyes has Graves' disease.
Thank you.
I kept saying hyperthyroid, hyperthyroid mania, or stimulants.
Terror.
But also terror. And he does have terror, trust me.
From scary. That girl. The girl, what's her name? Ainsley. Ainsley. Let's Google him. There he is.
He is. Sorry, that is Graves' ophthalmopathy, everybody. That is hyperthyroidism. And but when he gets like that, it's because he's like, holy crap, this chick is so dangerous. She's scaring the hell out of me.
Ash. Yeah, Ash. He's always got that eye stuff. So is he being treated or does this
untreated? He will get treated. It's very hard to treat, actually, the ophthalmopathy. It's not easy to treat.
Oh.
So we'll see when they treat the Graves whether calms down. You know, sometimes it does.
Funny, we had Rob Eiler who played AJ on The Sopranos, and he goes, I think people were telling him that, bro, your eyes are too wide. You gotta like shut them a little bit. So there's pictures of him like squinting.
Oh, that's like funny. Oh my God, that's so funny.
That's so mean. But yeah, it does feel like we're in communist Russia now, and like you find joy where and when you can get it. It's, you know,
that's not okay.
Of course it's not, but we're in it.
That is exactly what's going on. That's why we need a rational recovery.
I'm trying.
Rational revolt.
Once you start condoning pedophilia, I'm hoping that the left will start to go, oh, wait a minute, maybe not everybody gets included. Can we exclude? Because the problem with this, and I'm not a religious person, but the problem is the amorality of this.
I think religion now, needs a resurgence just to help us. Something.
I know. Can we get some fear into people's hearts of the afterlife?
Because
I mean,
what's gone in is a different religion of sort of social justice religion.
It's
not, they're not rational with it. They're irrational. It's very disturbing.
It's very disturbing.
So so I'm upset, and the symptom is my desire and joy in looking forward to Sunday and Monday nights. It's a horrible thing.
Well, you're looking at it wrong. You also need to get into Indian matchmaking on Netflix. Have you seen that?
Somebody mentioned that to me, and I thought, no.
So good.
No.
It is so fascinating how they do their arranged marriages. And now you finally get to see the inner workings of that. It's really good. And I said, Love on the Spectrum, the autistic.
Are you going to do that for your boys? You're going to arrange marriages?
I would freaking love it.
Does it work?
Wouldn't you like to set your kids up with that?
I'm not sure.
But think about it. Imagine if they could be vetted. Like, these are people that a matchmaker finds. They're highly educated.
Attractive. I like all those qualities to the whole process. I'm just not sure it works.
Talk to the Indians because they're married for like 40 some years. Yeah. You get to choose. It's not like here she is and you have to get married. You can actually choose.
It's
kind
of like
Patty Stanger. It's like the Millionaire Matchmaker.
It's like Grindr. It's kind of it's your own Grindr.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe I'm signing up for it. But I cannot do another reality show. I hate reality shows. And I know you like them.
You just broke my heart.
Well, I've been in a bunch of them, I don't really like them. I don't like...
I fell in love with you, my man.
I'll watch a few of them. I did a retrospective for E! Television. It's going to air in the fall or something. And by the way, VH1 on their app is playing Celebrity Rehab. You can see
Best
Celebrity
show.
Rehab on the VH1 app now.
Loved Celebrity Rehab. I think Jeff Conaway was the saddest, and he's dead now, which is probably
why. What I told them, they asked me about that, and I said, now you understand the opiate thing.
Yeah.
The doctors kept prescribing him opiates. I would take them off. They would put them back on. His pain would go away when I'd take him off. He was a drug addict. You go see his doctors, they'd go, why do you listen to those people who are trying to brainwash you? And then they, and then they killed him.
Yeah.
Then they killed him. And I struggled with so many cases like that. You have no idea. Jeff was sort of my average case towards the end of the 2000s.
Because he was so far gone. By the time he saw you, he was
I know. You don't understand.
Up.
We got him really great. Bob and I worked on it for a long time. Oh. And then he kept going back to his doctors. And 2 weeks before he died, he called me. He goes, I think I finally had it. I'm ready. And then I said, man, I'm ready for you. Let's go do it. And then boom, that's it.
Damn.
Mike Starr, same thing. Opiates prescribed by a doctor on his bedside. You know, that's what he died of. And it's like, ugh, it just was killing me. It's why I stopped running a unit. It really was. Yeah, it was. I just couldn't take it anymore. It was all we were seeing were chronic pain patients on opiates, addicted, who we would take off. They'd do well, and the doctors would put them back on it.
What about Celebrity Rehab Island? And you just keep them there indefinitely.
Well, in a weird way, that's kind of the way Celebrity Rehab worked.
Yeah, I know.
Because in real treatment, when I would push patients, they'd leave.
Yeah.
They just bolt. They can't tolerate it. And so I kind of knew where to put the zone. But in Celebrity Rehab, they wanted to be there. They wanted to be on TV. They wanted to get paid. And they wouldn't get any of that if they left.
hobby
so,
incentive.
So I could really push them. And yes. We pushed them very, very hard, and it was good.
I loved the therapy. That was always because their denial about their trauma was the best. We were like, did you ever get hit as a kid? They're like, nope. I mean, there was one time with a hanger, my mom, until I bled. Yeah. And you're like, that's
that's what that
traumatic.
Is.
And you're
that's
like,
what that is.
That was my favorite.
Well, here was the average, I would say 90% of the patients I would sit with, I'd go, any history of trauma? No.
No, perfect childhood.
Yeah, right. So I'd have to run through what sexual abuse is. But physical abuse was always the harder part. I'd go, well, I'd have to ask this question. Were you ever disciplined? Oh, of course. Like, yeah. I needed it. It was what they did, made me who I am. Okay, when they disciplined you, did they use their hand? Of course, use their hand.
Yeah.
How about an object? No, an object. Yeah, think about it. And they'd always make me go out and get a switch from the tree. They made me the switch. And one time, yeah. Oh, yeah, bat, hatchet. Literally, axe. Well, just one time, though. I mean, who was saying that? I heard Rogan say this yesterday. He was talking to somebody. He said, they say 90% of the time the person's fine. And they said, well, O.J. Simpson was fine most of the time, except for that one tiny moment where he wasn't. You can't excuse problematic traumatic events because the rest of the time everything was sort of okay.
I know.
There are lines you cross after which whatever was going on otherwise doesn't matter or doesn't really matter. So anyway, yes, so it's available now on the VH1 app, I heard.
Love it.
Nice, so.
You're great on there. And I love the blonde, what's her name? Little blonde.
Shelly.
Shelly's my favorite.
Shelly. Have you
so
met Shelly? You met Bob.
I met Bob. I love Bob too because he's always like, you know, man, you just got to get around this thing, man. I love the whole crew.
But
good
you never
show.
Met Shelly. I got to bring Shelly. Bring Shelly in here into
the
mom's house.
I would love to bring Shelly.
Easy. Layup.
She seems really cool. She's seen it all, I imagine.
Brilliant,
done it all.
Brilliant professional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's cute, you know.
Yep.
She's got that cute blonde hair.
Yeah, and the sort of librarian look. That,
yeah,
and then you realize, oh shit, she was a heroin addict.
Right, yeah, so. Which makes sense because then you who better to treat someone?
Which you don't know, she has a giant dragon tattoo all over herself.
Not even imagine. And, Google Shelly from Celebrity Rehab so you can see who we're talking about.
I don't think she'll. The dragon thing she hides very, very carefully.
But just like look at her, and she looks so sweet.
Yeah, she is sweet. That's the thing.
She would always just take the abuse from people. She's like, yep.
She looks different now. That's funny that she looks more relaxed, a lot more relaxed these days.
Oh, I bet, because she's not dealing with cameras in her face.
Well, but she ran a whole program. She ran a big program. So.
Wow.
Good for her. That's closer to what she looks like.
Yeah, so just know that like you were part of Tom and Tom's darkest times in 2007 or so or eight, and we were newly married, broke as a joke, like our quarantine, and Celebrity Rehab was like our big show.
So that was your symptom, much like 90 Day Fiancé is my symptom.
Yeah,
it gave you something to look forward to. Now I don't feel so bad about 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, like you're helping. You helped us.
No, I helped,
awesome.
But 90 Day Fiancé is not helping. It's not helping me.
But in 10 years, you'll look back and be thankful.
It's such a waste of time.
It is.
It's beyond.
It's colossally.
Yeah.
Now,
and I just want to know more.
But speaking of Joe Rogan, I heard he got under some fire with tweeting about how video games are a waste of time and playing video games are a waste of time. And I'm like, yeah, of course
they
are.
Why is that wrong? Joe rarely says wrong things. I am dying to go on his podcast. It's so it was one of the disturbing things in my life, aside from my general existence, that I have not been on
my
his pod. And he seems to be stepping up the content. Like he's like there's somebody new every day. I think the Spotify thing is requiring more content or something.
We'll talk about it. We'll figure it out.
All right, good. All right, shall we? Let's do a voice message. Let's get into some voice message, voicemails. What do you got there?
My girlfriend and I have a bet to see how many times we can have sex in one day. And I'm curious, is it possible to nut too much? Is there health consequences to coming too much in a 24-hour time period? It's not going to stop me, but I'm just curious. Thank you.
Of course not.
Not really. I mean, you can get muscular spasms. You can go PC muscle spasm, and women's sort of round ligament can get inflamed and things.
Oh.
You can also bruise yourself, right?
Himself.
Well, you can bruise her more
her.
Than
yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's more risk to her.
Bruising.
UTI and
urethritis. Urethritis from excessive irritation of the tip to be there. But for the most part, you're good to go.
Just
young
away.
Person. Yeah, just away. The old tampon trick. It's like the old bamboo.
Yeah.
Michael says, I heard women can get drunk by soaking a tampon in alcohol then inserting it into the vagina.
Can I answer that for you?
Go.
Highly dangerous because the alcohol gets absorbed directly into the bloodstream. And with alcohol consumption, you have a liver to filter out. Am I somewhere close
you're
to
close.
What you would
the liver
say?
Still gets it, but it's not a first pass the way it would be from your stomach. And not quite as bad as the colon or the rectum, where people have done that too.
Yes, I've read that.
And the rectum is more absorptive than the, it's designed to absorb liquid, fluid. And so it's more absorptive than the vagina, which is designed to be a little more of a barrier.
Right.
But same issues apply. And now, yes, they can get drunk. That was the question.
You can get ripped. May I ask you this? I was watching The Great about Catherine the
Isn't
Great.
Isn't that wonderful?
You're into it already.
Yeah, I
knew
finished
you
it.
Would
finished
be. It you did. I'm so proud of you. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
How many episodes have you watched?
I'm on episode 5.
Okay. Don't you love Peter?
Yeah,
the actor, especially.
Oh, he's so cute, and he's so good.
Brilliant funny.
Yeah.
Like crazy funny.
Yeah. So I don't want to give away plot points here, but her friend, her maid, gives her a birth control. She doesn't want to get pregnant by the king, and the lady cuts a lemon in half and goes, puts it up your hoo-ha, and it'll act as a barrier, uh-huh. essentially a diaphragm, uh-huh. and the lemon juice will kill the sperm. And uh-huh. I thought, oh, do you think that's how medically sound would that be?
Not great, but I'm certain that was what they did.
Yes, yes.
Right? So it made sense to
but
me.
Would it be effective, do you think?
Not thoroughly ineffective, let's put it that way.
Right, better than nothing.
Yes, better than nothing.
Don't put a lemon slice
don't
up
do
your
this.
Cooch.
No, not do this.
But that's cool.
Has he discovered oral sex yet? Have they got to that part?
I don't remember. I don't
they
think
they discover oral sex.
Oh, how fun! Oh, that's so cool.
So many. How about the printing press? They have a printing press yet?
No, wait.
So much great history. That they
listen to two nerds talking about the best show. What about the printing press? Have you got there? That's
because
cute.
They take historical moments that are real and exaggerate, distort, and make funny and stuff. But it's kind of like drunk history. You're learning the history at the same time.
Yeah. You know, I've never gotten into Catherine. I've gotten into others. I like Victoria. I'm a huge Queen Elizabeth fan.
Have you
as
been
well.
To St. Petersburg?
No, I will not. It's the people that oppressed my people. Fuck the Russians. Thank you.
Okay. Well, mine too. I'm from the Ukraine and whatever. And
thumbs down, double thumbs down
on the Ukraine
Russia.
Too, on the Russian.
No,
general.
Fuck Russia.
But Peter Hoff and Catherine Hoff are insane.
Yeah,
they kind of dwarf her, not dwarf, but make Versailles look okay.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
I like Versailles. I like that whole French nuttiness.
Well, that
too.
Was their the Peter was so nuts.
Yeah,
so nuts.
I like that stuff. They're all inbred. That's why they're so nutty.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
These royals.
These all royals. Right, another that. Voice message, please. Yeah. These royals.
What up, Drew?
What up?
What up, Gene?
Hi, Mommy.
I got a question. Doc, hair on the dick, halfway up the dick.
Oh, that's
the problem.
Yeah.
Can you get it lasered, or would it do irreversible damage to said dick? And is the answer to just lop it off and go full trans? Keep it high and tight. Miss you.
Full tran?
Like get rid of your penis.
Oh, no.
Invert your penis. No. You know, go ahead, answer for him.
Well, you can tweeze the hair.
You can tweeze. You can electrolysis it, too.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. You can do that to your painter?
You can, yeah. Huh. But I believe that the laser works just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little, someone has to know how to do it. It's a little delicate skin,
I mean,
as they say.
How much hair are we talking
there
about?
There are guys that have, it looks like a freaking palm tree.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Right on your painter.
Yeah, at least halfway up sometimes.
Yeah, it bruh.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Don't cut
you know, I was just flashing. I'll share with you on something that Adam said years ago. We were always coaching up these young men about female sexual responsiveness and and how vaginas work and clitorises work. Because back in the day, there weren't places for them to find that stuff out, and they were clueless.
Yes.
Oh, and the classic mistake was they figured one woman out, and now they all must be like that. When in fact, they're all very different. And Adam one day says, look, they're just not inside-out penises, which is what guys think they are.
Right.
Guys think a vagina is an inside-out penis.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well,
why would we know any different?
Yeah, that's true. Because how did you learn about sexuality and sex ed?
School, I guess, and peers and things. When I started doing Loveline in 1983... one of the naive ideas I had was, hey, if I was 24,
yeah,
and I thought, if I were 17, this information is accessible and easy to understand. Why didn't they make it accessible to us? I'll just answer the questions. You know, they shrouded it in mystery back throughout human. It's a venereal disease. Venereal.
Yeah.
And everything was Latin names.
Yeah.
Yeast infections were called manilia. Ooh. I mean, everything had a weird name back then because they didn't want kids to even know about it, I guess.
Yeah, that's so. But even still, they should just call them what? Like pussy stinkies?
Yeah, something easy. Yeah. Something easy like that.
Make it accessible.
Yeah, for women.
Ugh. Yeah. Gosh.
One more voice message.
Hello, Dr. Drew. Hey, and Christina P. I fucking love you guys. I have a question. So I am like what I guess I would call a male squirter in the sense that basically if I come and I leave it in, like my girlfriend is riding me, we'll say, and I'm coming, I'll come, and if she keeps going, I'll, like, come again, but it's, like, urine. Like, it's pee, but it's not the same kind of pee. I don't know, dude. It's crazy. And this has happened my entire life, and I don't know what it is. I've tried to look it up, and it just took me to weird gay porn site. I was like, nah, I don't want to deal with that. So I don't know what to do. Let me know what's going on with you, man. Thank you.
All right. I feel like, when you know, when I talk to your staff, I feel like I'm getting questions like this,
yeah.
too. I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, this
yeah. I don't know, dude. That's his best. Because I don't know, dude.
So essentially what's happening is that you're getting fresher prostatic fluid, essentially. It's prostatic fluid.
It's freshy.
In other words, what happens is the prostate mixes with the sperm and it goes into the seminal vesicles. Show me seminal vesicles.
Seminal vesicle.
So these little sacs that sit at the base of the prostate. There they are. That one. You see them? Those little sacs? They store all the spermy, all the semen. And if you empty them, or mostly empty them, there's still stuff that the prostate can produce. So there you go.
So it's just, it's juice without the sperms.
It's not the concentrated juice, let's say. Thin juice.
Huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
And now back to our show. Let's talk about diagnosed with morphea on my left leg. You ever heard of morphea?
No.
And on the lower left quadrant of my abdomen. It's only on the skin, which is typical. It had an old name that was like a lupus-like name. So people would always check to see if they had lupus, if they had morphea.
Hmm.
Finally got a rheumatologist and a dermatologist who gave me the diagnosis. It's a thick pigmented patch, plaque, and it's kind of thickened skin.
Oh.
Treated with methotrexate and folic acid. Not seeing results. Very harsh in my body. I wonder, is morphea a condition? Yes. and I'll be dealing with it for the rest of my life. Not necessarily. The one on the foot causes cramps. Oh, boy. You should go back and talk to the rheumatologist and see.
What is a rheumatologist?
That is somebody who specializes in rheumatic diseases like rheumatoid arthritis,
what's
lupus.
What's
rheumatoid. Autoimmune. Inflammatory.
Autoimmune.
So lupus, ankylosing spondylitis, Reiter's syndrome, rheumatoid arthritis, juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, all that stuff is their specialization.
Let me ask you. This might be too hippy-dippy.
Let me ask you.
I don't know if you're familiar with Louise Hay. She was like a self-help guru type. She just passed away. She would really help people during the AIDS epidemic.
How?
She just was really involved with HIV people and trying to help them treat their illnesses essentially by using positive thinking. Do you believe that mind-body connection?
She looks like somebody from a...
She's great. She's great, man. She gives all kinds of great... She's dead, but she gave all kinds of great self-help things. But do you believe that your mind can kind of create illnesses or that your mind can...
It's complicated. Is it connected? There was a much made of it in the 80s and 90s.
That's
and
what she did.
Yeah, and it didn't prove to be much.
Really?
However, let's just think about it this way. First of all, placebo works. And there are lots of things out there that people use that are clearly placebo, and they
apple cider vinegar,
all kinds of things. I don't want to start naming these things because people will get
so mad at you.
We live in a delusional world of irrationality, so lots of people swear by things that clearly have no scientific basis. God bless them, bless their heart.
Yeah.
So placebo works, so fine. That whatever they find that works for them is good. The neural tissue and the immune tissue evolve from the same source. They're literally the same tissue. They evolve down different pathways, but they maintain kind of a connection. Like things that affect the nervous system do affect. Like for instance, things that infect the immune system, like an HIV, also infect the brain, right? Mm. COVID, coronavirus does this. That's why they're getting these posts, these, what do they call them, long survivors or something? What's the name of the syndrome? Long haulers, they're calling them.
Yes, I've heard, read about this.
Which is a post-viral syndrome. Remember the chronic Epstein-Barr?
Yeah.
Post-viral syndrome. So these things are related, but whether or not, you know, affecting consciousness or thought can affect anything really in our body. I mean, mood, you know, people can die of being profoundly depressed, right? So we're good mood, but then again, manics aren't healthier.
That's
so
true.
So more mood doesn't make things better. But watching our mood can certainly be an important thing. And staying positive with our thinking may help us attend to our health more, exercise and do
you'll
more,
notice things
more
or
positive
do things,
things and stuff
for yourself.
And it probably has a mild effect. It probably does. Now, it's not going to cure cancer. It's not going to cure AIDS, stuff like that. But it has a mild effect.
But I will say that when I was stressed out during the QAR, the early parts of the QAR, it's Tom Papa's cool word for quarantine. You know, I get eczema whenever I'm stressed out on my elbows. That's like the first sign I know that something's wrong in my life.
Right.
So that
happens. And that there are particularly skin manifestations.
Yeah.
People will lose hair patches, get rashes and stuff. Of neurological stress, right? Anxiety. So there's the connection, right? There's a connection.
Yeah.
And maybe one day we'll unlock something bigger. That's possible. I'm not closing the door to that.
Yeah.
I mean, placebo works, as I said.
You ever done LSD before?
No, but I think I would do mushrooms. If I were dying, I would do it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding, because there's all this data that shows that dread of dying is improved by hallucinogens.
No shit. But and mushrooms, not LSD.
Both have been studied, but mushrooms are being more actively studied right now.
So,
and LSD, I've just seen so many neurological problems
with
LSD.
Know.
It scares
it's
the shit
rough.
Out of me.
So when I'm on my deathbed, I should ask for mushrooms, and then
if you're
usher...
bothered by dying.
Yeah, totally. I mean, yeah, I don't want to die.
If you're bothered.
That'd be kind of fun to go out on shrooms.
It's not about dying on shrooms. It's about having less. Yeah. I'm not saying the moment you die.
Oh, I thought you meant like literally on the way out. You're like,
No.
And then
you're
like,
deal with death, dread, and anxiety
for
terminal illnesses.
Oh, God.
Let's go to a road rage tape, shall we?
Oh, cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love these. Mm-hmm. He goes, mm-hmm. Probably meth. Involved, right?
Well, oftentimes. Strangely, the car is the object of meth's,
Let's go for a ride! Let's go for a ride and then jump off it right over me! No, go on. I don't care. Run me over. I'm temperamental. I'm having a breakdown. I'm having a mental breakdown. Fucking run me over.
Well, he's insightful.
Yeah.
He has insight.
He's aware.
Yeah.
Nah. You run me over first. You fucking run me over first.
Oh.
Go.
Run me fish.
Oh, ow. Did they get him down?
He's a big guy.
Yeah, he's having a mental breakdown. Good for
him.
Yeah. It's like, that happens.
Was that just a nervous breakdown?
Could be mania. Could be schizophrenic, sort of losing control a bit. Having a decompensation, that's called.
Hmm.
Good times, huh? Thank you for sharing. I see this. What?
I like that he thinks he can punch through the window. I kind of wish he had successfully done it, because it's embarrassing that he didn't break the glass a little bit. You're like, why'd you go for it then, bro? Like, go for it, right? Wouldn't you be embarrassed? Have you ever had a breakdown like that?
Me?
Yeah.
Not even close.
I know, me neither.
I kind of wish.
I know. I'm like, I wish I could.
I've seen many. That's
drugs, though, yeah?
No, I bet you that's straight psych.
Okay.
Yeah, I either bipolar or psychotic disorder of some type. And I worked in a psychiatric hospital for 25 years. I saw many, 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 many thousands of episodes like that.
Jesus.
Some of them were quite something.
Bipolar cannot be regulated enough to where they can live into old age and be happy.
Without medicine?
No, with medicine. I mean, like...
They miss their manias. They don't like the flat.
Yeah.
So they kind of goofing with it.
Yeah.
One, Kanye West.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Let's talk about that. So he's not on. He's not taking his meds, obviously.
No. Yeah. But I would urge you. I thought Kim Kardashian was kind of brilliant. Her little tweet he gave about it. She included a lot of stuff in there, including how helpless families are with their mentally ill loved ones, which is the law in this land, and it's insane. We need to change those laws. It's why we have homelessness. Mm. We need to stop calling the homeless homeless, because that suggests if you give them a home, it's all over.
Right.
No, these are mental illness and drug addicts. And so, and you can't do anything with them for the same, because of the same laws that prevent Kim Kardashian from helping her husband. She said that that was brilliant. She also was saying he's a brilliant genius and all stuff. She was saying disconnect who he is from his ill state, which is a really important thing.
Yeah.
You know, when people get ill, they become more of something, and but they're not, you're looking at her tweets and stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, I just thought it was really well-crafted.
He's not the illness.
He is, you know, don't make fun of him. Right. He's still a great person, and he has an illness. And and the thing that people don't get, and this is back to, this has been the theme for the day, in terms of the delusional thinking, Dunning-Kruger is fucking everywhere right now.
Yes.
Carole and I were talking about this, and I thought, everybody has Dunning-Kruger. I've got to watch myself. It's really, the cognitive distortions are out of control, and it's going delusional. It's going actually delusional.
Yeah.
Why did I bring that up? That you lose insight when you get delusions. It's called anosognosia. It's actually like certain parts of your brain, if you have a stroke, you're not aware it happened. I think I told you this before, right? Mm. Like if you have a right-sided, parietal stroke, and your left side of your body goes out, you won't notice it.
Jesus Christ.
And not only we don't notice that, you will lose the left side of the world.
Leftness
will stop existing.
That, like the very leftness of the world.
Yeah, when you draw a clock, everything will be on the right.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And that's called anosognosia. And people with psychiatric illness have a version of that. They don't know what's happened. They don't see.
They don't know that
they lose
nuts.
Insight.
You don't know when you're crazy.
Well, if you know you're crazy, you're not crazy.
Yeah.
It's kind of that. Although that guy had a little insight, right? He was still nuts, so crazy that he lost all his insight. He's like, I'm having a mental breakdown, but he hasn't enough insight to do anything about
it. Right. He's asking for help, essentially. Right. Now, do you think we can solve this homelessness problem by slapping some kind of inclusion label on it? We're trans ageist.
Yeah.
Maybe they're trans
home. They inside they have a home, but outside they don't. Yeah.
But let's
trans homefulness. you are on to something.
Right, like we just need to market market the homeless way cooler than they're being marketed.
What would the flag be?
Well, that's the thing.
I have ideas. but I'm not going to say
like a hobo stick with a thing on the
side. That'd be cute. A little red and white, red pack with white dots on it that on a stick and a no through it. I like that.
Yeah. But I think too, because you're right. The homelessness are often characterized as lazy or, you know,
they're industrious.
Shitty people. And it's they're mentally ill or drug addicts. That's it. Yeah, that's who's homeless or runaways.
Mm-hmm. That's
ugh.
Right. So, I see you have British or R word up there that you're highlighting. That caught my eye too, and I thought I better go to that.
Well, yeah, because you know, a lot of the times when you hear other accents, you're like, I can't tell if this is just how they talk or something.
I see. Is this impaired or British?
Yeah, he's trying to justify the segment. Okay. And it's really just for us to have a laugh.
Okay, hold on. He looks British. He's all set up. He's garbed as a British dude. Hold on.
Yeah, he sounds British.
What is the thing? What are these things hanging behind him? The Rad Rand.
Looks like dynamite or
fireworks
or something.
And
what's
is that a gun in his hand?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
A real gun?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I want my fucking money, son. If you don't fucking pay me, son, I'll fucking shoot your kneecaps off, all right, boy? Don't fuck about with me, son. It's my living, all right, boy?
That's interesting.
You left one option out.
What?
British and wasted. British and drunk. Because that's what you're looking at.
Wait a minute. You're saying the game is British drunk or retarded? Is that the game?
Yes, because he almost has disconjugate gaze. You notice how his gaze is slightly off? He's not focusing? That's alcohol. Come on now.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
So wait a minute.
Right, we got three more of these.
You're saying not retarded.
Maybe there's more evidence. I'm based on the evidence available. He's well-dressed. He's a British dude, fully attired. With a plastic gun. Okay, go.
What, son? To the range.
The same guy?
Long miss. No. Nope. I'll fucking shoot you if I
That's the same guy.
That's the same
money,
dude
right?
ever. In all
you
of them.
Fuck me about. Whoa. I'll fucking find you in that shit ass pub you drink in, the Melrose. All right, son? I'll blast ya.
That's the same guy?
Yeah.
Yep.
Jeez.
Don't worry, we got more.
Okay, come on. Give me more.
What, son? You got two choices. You either fucking pay me, son, or I'll fucking blow you away, all right, my son? You better pay me, all right, boy? I'll fucking do ya.
Can I ask a question? Did he gain 300 pounds between the last of video and this next one? Yes. What just happened?
Wait a minute. Are you saying it's British, drunk, retarded, or fat?
I just don't know. It's a transformation.
I think he just knows his ankles, except for in this last one that you just saw.
Jeez. He knows his ankles?
Yeah. No, angles.
Angles. Angles.
I think he knows his ankles too, but
I have no is there a fetish around this or something? I always think when somebody's doing something weird, there must be somebody that likes it.
What's it? I'll fucking burn him! I'll fucking burn him, Tom, burn him!
See,
and he's
hard.
Got buddies laughing with him.
Yeah, but I think he might be a little touched.
Oh yeah.
And drunk.
A little
what about I wouldn't call him drunk.
Yeah, he could be all. Yeah, I think you're
and
onto
British.
Something. Yeah, yeah, it's all of the above. Yeah, I think you got it. You're onto it. It's very
drunk.
Here
and
I am, sad again.
Wait, what? He was lighting stuff on fire. That's fine.
Is there more?
You don't like seeing stuff on fire?
That's it. But this fascination with weapons is that. I see. I don't know if that's like a sign of something or he's just
No. It's his personal, his little unique manifestations. That's him. Look at that. Where'd you find this?
Found it on the worldwide Instagram.
But I mean, Instagram. Okay. So he has an Instagram account where he gets into this stuff?
I mean, we've pretty much scrubbed it of everything that we are allowed to kind of show.
What else is going on? I see his Instagram.
I mean, it's kind of sad stuff. It's
RPC sad or?
I mean, Zella, this is the guy that would do the drugs and the hookers. Is that this guy?
Is he R-worded?
Yeah. So some of these videos are him with ladies of the night doing copious amounts of.
Yeah, I get drug addict. Mm-hmm. I got that. Drug addict, alcoholic. So it may be all that, because one of the things about the I'm going to kill you is he's got a little teeth grinding. Oh, no, I saw fire.
Yeah.
So maybe one of his drugs is meth, and maybe when he does his meth, he becomes a little Fed smoker-like.
Yeah.
Wait, but how do you know that's not just the British accent?
It could be. Well, look at the fire one again. Look at the fire one again. Watch his mouth.
What's all this then in there?
Hang on. Watch the mouth. Watch the fire one. That's where I really noticed it.
I'll fucking burn him!
Look.
Yeah.
See? Look. Fucking burn him.
Yeah, he's crying.
Yeah, it's hard to talk with your fucking teeth together. That's what meth does to you. Do it one more time. Keep going.
I'll fucking burn him!
Oh, God.
There it is.
That's the meth.
Yeah, it's a meth talking. So meth, drunk, British, and R-worded.
Yeah. It's a perfect your mom's house subject. It's a perfect cool guy. It's a truly cool guy. Tom would love him.
Can I talk semantics with you for a moment?
Maybe.
Okay. Down syndrome people originally were called mongoloid.
Yes, they had that.
Why that? Why am the
because the facial qualities that was felt for some reason that was looked mongoloid to people.
Mongoloid, and is that relation to the Mongols?
I guess
the Asian tribes.
I think so, and it's all due to the palpebral folds,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. So that was the beginning, and then it mutated to what's the second thing we called them? Mongols.
Trisomy 21.
That seems clinical. It seems good.
We still do that.
And then what came after that?
Like, I don't know. Is there another
Down
one?
Syndrome?
Downs, yeah.
But, but retarded. Why is it rude to say retarded? Because they are technically mentally retarded.
Yeah, I don't know why retard, idiot, imbecile.
Well, idiot and imbecile, I get that.
No. Those are all three clinical terms.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
They were measured. They were thresholds on the IQ test.
Mm-hmm.
And I it became hurtful.
So you're telling me.
So I just go with it's hurtful.
I could have taken an IQ test back in like the 60s or 70s, and they're like, "Oh, you're an idiot."
Yeah,
like, you can score idiot.
Do you know that
Imbecile.
No, high pitch Eric.
I know.
Is imbecile, right? That's what he says. I'm just an imbecile. I'm an imbecile.
Right, because that's what he scored on his IQ test. Right. Is idiot.
Even
imbecile.
Though I still think it was malingering, a lot of it.
Malingering.
Meaning
to linger.
Meaning he wasting distorted time. The test results a bit. I think he's shrewder than he's letting on.
Oh, so he's not. He's
not.
He would say,
he's not a bright bulb, but he's not what he claims to be. I don't think because he had to get a 60 to get his disability.
As he's a smart guy.
So magically got a 659 or something. Right. So
but it is a medical term to say that one's development is retarded. Meaning
it was. I don't know if we're sort of adjusting all that now.
We're adjusting it, right?
Keep up. But why is that? Why sensibilities, cultural sensibilities.
Understand. But I'm just
rational
wondering.
Revolution, sorry. Honey. Rational revolution.
But to be. Okay, I guess it's I don't know how, but I'm saying that eventually over time everything becomes offensive to somebody.
Everything.
Yeah, and
everything.
It has to be updated and revised.
Age, trans-ageism.
Trans-ageism, guys.
If you say I'm old, that's deeply offensive.
That's ageophobic.
It's
ageist.
Ageist-ophobia.
It's ageist, yeah.
Oh, it's so tiresome. Everybody
can get their feelings hurt. That's what I like.
My daughter and I wrote a book, which will be coming out in fall or something.
Exciting.
And we submitted for notes, and some of the notes were in this zone.
Mm.
It's so tiresome.
Yeah.
And it's such a waste of time. Yeah. I'm trying to communicate important ideas, and you can't do that without going through a procedure here.
We have to take into consideration every possible marginalized group and every configuration of possible worlds of somebody possibly. And it's not even any reasonable person that could get offended. It's the most offensive.
I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
Do you know can no longer say fall on deaf ears?
Oh, fuck off. Really?
Do you know you can no longer say that's lame?
Oh, because of
people
with crippled people?
People who don't have legs.
That's lame because it implies lameness is... Sorry, falling on deaf ears is considered
ableist or something.
Ableist,
or
well, they can't
discriminating.
Okay, bless you.
God, I always sneeze in here. Yeah, and then if you're not aware of all these things or not have kept up with it, because it's a moving target.
Yeah,
you're harming people. That's what I don't like. So I try. I want to keep up. I'm going to do I don't set the rules. It's fine. I'll keep up. It's fine. But don't accuse me of when I don't keep up, when I miss the target.
But that's the game, is that someone needs to catch you.
Who invented that game?
I don't know.
And where did we first hear about it?
I'm going to go with the 90s.
I'm going to say, let me broaden my question. there is a nationality that you have great disdain for that essentially.
Russians.
Invented controlling the language.
Communism, thought speak, double speak, 1984. You're right. It's the Ministry of Language and the Ministry of, language.
And then the Maoist Cultural Revolution. And
scary.
That's why we need a rational revolution.
Yeah, or just a free thinking.
Rational revolt.
This is very un-American, all of this constant mining for, are you being PC enough? Are you being enough? Are you liberal? Are you Black Lives Matter? How Black Lives Matter? Do you have a banner on your front lawn?
Well,
is that the right banner? You didn't say that Black trans lives matter. It's infinite regress.
Right. And it's how people got in trouble during the French Revolution.
Tell me about that.
It was exactly what happened. First, you were part of the group, and then you weren't pure enough. And then the people that were putting people on the guillotine weren't pure enough, so they went on the guillotine by people who are more pure. And religion has a long history of this, right?
Mm.
This is... We are doing burning of the books now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
But electronically. Yes. We're doing it electronically so people don't see the flames. We're burning the books. We're also doing auto da fe, if you know what that is, which is burning at the stake.
Mm.
That's cancel culture.
Right.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
We're into it.
Repeating itself.
Yeah.
Well, we did it with McCarthyism and the communists, right? There was a blacklist, for those who don't know, and you were put on the list. You're blacklisted. And you had to swear your allegiance to not being communist.
Doesn't this sound familiar?
This is 100% what we're doing.
Yes.
It's the beginning. Well,
not the beginning. We're way in.
I used to be a liberal. I'm not sure I can do it anymore.
I thought I was too. I'm getting confused what I am.
Yeah.
Now I feel like I'm an independent because I can see both sides. But I always thought I was a liberal.
Yeah.
It's weird,
right? So it's a straight. And I'm all for obviously progress and inclusion. I think they're really good ideals.
Of course.
I just think it's nutty now. It's getting to a point where it's not even helpful.
That's the problem. It's
counterproductive.
It eats itself. Yeah, that's the problem. That's why we need a rational revolt.
I know, bro. Rational revolt. Ooh, I like
need
that
maybe one. We need some sort of Eastern European style leader.
That's what I'm talking about.
Maybe with long
I
hair.
Will bring you back into rational, sane culture. I will bring you into thinking. Yeah, let me think about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It's a Lech
Walesa or something.
Philosopher. Kind of the guy. Philosopher started, you know, this postmodernism shit. This is where this came from, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's our fault.
Nothing matters.
No.
A male who finished undergrad Iraq, a dad bod at 22. Good for you, man. Been depressed for several years. Zoloft has been working. Identify as demisexual.
Oh, yeah, I used to know what that meant.
Somebody will look that
Google
up for me. I'm sorry.
Nonsense.
Last time I hooked up with an ex, I lost my erection, had to stop because I didn't have feelings for her.
Oh, you have to have feelings for somebody to hook up with.
Okay.
Them.
Is that what that says?
Yeah.
Okay, good for that.
I think I was demisexual.
I think a lot of people are demisexual, but I would argue that the reason you lost your erection is you're on Zoloft.
Yeah.
When you declare your sexual whatever, orientation, performance, do not overlook biology. First think biology and then identifications and psychology. First biology. So the Zoloft is why you lost your erection. And I understand you don't want to have sex with somebody that you're not involved with. I know you talk a lot of people my age about not mingling more when trying to date, but I don't drink or smoke, which makes me more social. Gatherings hard to join. Should I see a therapist, get more online dating, or just waiting game like getting a real job with coworkers to mingle with? So what should he do? Is it a he? Yeah.
What does he want
Alex.
To do? Sorry, I blacked out at demisexual. I'm still trying to like...
He wants to know how to meet people. Talk to your doctor about that Zoloft. You may need to change your medication. I have a feeling that your libido's off and your erectile function is clearly off. So when you get rid of the eye of the tiger, sometimes your motivation to do things just isn't there. And so you'll be more motivated if you get on a different antidepressant.
Right, to get on a different drug. Yeah. There's no reason to sacrifice your wiener for your antidepressant.
There's no reason for you to have... There's enough different and good psychotropic medications that if you have incomplete resolution of your symptoms and or side effects, neither should be tolerated.
Yeah.
You should expect near complete resolution, though we're not perfect with that, and definitely no side effects.
No.
Get away from the side effects, unless you have some life-threatening psychiatric problem. You're not feeling bad, huh?
I'll tell you why. I have decided to live my life in a non-COVID fear anymore. I've decided I'm no longer afraid of getting it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't associate with old people or people that are at risk, so I'm okay.
But you can't go out and do your job.
I cannot do stand-up. However, I can do these podcasts. I can make videos. I've got my schedule. I have a schedule. I exercise a certain times a day. I do the same. I have routines now.
But
I find
that
should
helps. We be accepting of the status quo? Don't we need a rational revolt?
We need a revolt. But can I tell you what my dream is?
Yeah.
That we're going to have an election. Hopefully we get all boring Biden in there. Because everyone's had the dramatic boyfriend. Okay, we've had enough drama for 4 years.
And then people will settle just by virtue of that?
We need to have just a boring rebound president. Just some guy who's going to just status quo, phone it in, just restore the peace so everybody can calm the fuck down and feel safe.
I think people are afraid that won't happen.
What do you think is going to happen?
I have no idea.
That's my hope.
I agree with you.
I'm projecting.
That would be nice.
And then once the vaccine comes, people are going to calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
And I bet by spring of next year, you're going to see almost a full going back to life or a summer.
Wow. That
that's
would
my
be
prediction.
Lovely.
Yeah, that's my
so
prediction.
So the end of Corona and end of Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah.
That would be
I
nice.
Think. Can I tell you? I think Trump is really fueling these fires of irrationality,
including the press and everything else.
Yeah, I think once he's out of there, it's going to stop fanning these crazy flames. Yeah.
Email: recently diagnosed with herpes simplex 2. Felt sick to my stomach. I have a beautiful girlfriend, which I fear I have passed it on to. I talked to her about it. She was calm and understanding. The one thing we find weird is that she tested negative in the beginning of the year. I just tested for it and came up positive. Let me tell you something. The blood test for herpes is not reliable.
Really? And is this 2 is the one on your meow?
2 and 1 appear in both places. 1 more likely up here, 2 meow more likely, but both appear in both.
It's very painful on your meow. I can't imagine.
It can be or cannot be. Most people that have it don't know they have it. That so it's kind of mild in most cases.
Good.
So here's the deal. You do not have herpes if you don't not have viral proven or a clinical outbreak that a doctor clinically diagnoses. So the blood tests are really, I mean, not likely. But why did you suddenly come up with it and then give it to your girlfriend if she was negative before? What's going on here with you two? All right, let's just wrap it up. We're losing it. We're losing it here. We've got ourselves. Let's go home and watch some 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
Which version is the favorite? Your favorite?
Oh my gosh, I like 90 Day Fiancé the other way, when the scared American goes to a third world country and they're like, "There's no four seasons here. There's no shower." Like, I love watching white people freak out.
Yes, it's good.
But I like 90 Day.
They're not all white people freaking out.
No.
There's a lovely young African-American woman who freaks out in Jordan.
Yeah.
Did you see that one? What?
There's so many.
Oh, you're missing out.
But I like the fat white American.
Yes.
I like the old fat white blonde ladies that are into Nigerian guys.
With Michael. What's her name?
Yeah, I know her name. And they're always like, what the fuck? Yeah. Yeah. Well, but I like before the 90 days. The 90 Day Fiancé before the 90?
I don't think I've gotten into that one yet.
Wait, which is the one?
What about the Pillow Talks? Aren't the Pillow Talks good? Is that before the 90 days?
I think that's one. Yeah, before the 90 days. Yeah, I like them all. Reality shows.
And then the Pillow Talk on all of them. we watch the show, and then the people from previous shows or the people on the show commenting about the show.
Wow. I don't like it on Zoom, though.
I think send Susan Pinsky an email at contact@drdrew.com. If you want to see... I told her what we have to do. You guys should do this too. Set up a camera during the airing of the show. Let's do our own Pillow Talk.
I know.
And just comment on those shows.
I'd be like, what?
Then I won't feel so useless when I'm watching these shows. Because I sink into depression when I watch them. Because
you feel like you're being useless. Are you the type of person that if you're not being productive, you kind of flog yourself? Yeah, like
I don't flog myself. I sink.
Yeah. Because you feel like you're not being...
Product, I feel useless.
You feel useless.
I very quickly feel useless, yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about that on the next episode.
All right, next episode. Meantime, we'll see you next time.
Bye, Mel.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation of the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.